So Raf went back, and it is Jackie Robinson Day. And I had a conversation with number 44, the great Willie McCovey. Now, you know Willie McCovey, 1959, July 30th, comes up, unanimous Rookie of the Year. He is one of the great, great sluggers of all time, one of the great humanitarians of all time as well. But he grew up in Mobile, Alabama, and knew of Jackie Robinson. So Raf said, let's get Big Mac on to talk about Jackie Robinson. So here it is. All right, April 15th, 1947. Of course, we celebrate that day of the debut of Jackie Robinson with the Brooklyn Dodgers against the Boston Braves, and a great day in baseball and for the country. And talk to the Hall of Famer, Willie McCovey, about your thoughts about Jackie Robinson and maybe when you first heard of him and a little bit about what you thought of him.
Well, I heard of Jackie when I was a kid growing up in Mobile, Alabama, and Jackie made us interested in baseball. I mean, I like playing baseball, but we never thought we could get to the major leagues until Jackie Robinson broke the color line. And then we realized that, heck, there's a chance of making the major leagues. So then I got more interested in playing and practicing.
Willie, Jackie was the kind of man, he brought a game to the National League that he had played in the Negro League, so to speak. The fast game and the way he played, it sort of revolutionized the National League when he came up.
Well, that's right, he did. You know, Jackie was a very intelligent guy. I think he went to UCLA. He ran track and field, played football and baseball, like you said, in the old Negro League. I was hoping one day I could play in that league, but you know, by the time I got good enough to play, you know, the Giants signed me to play in the minor league, so I never got a chance to play in the old Negro League. I guess Jackie was a big star in that league also.
Well, he played for the Kansas City Monarchs, and interestingly enough, the owner of the Monarchs was a fellow named J.L. Wilkinson, and believe it or not, he started the Negro National League, and he was white. He was the only white owner in the league, and when they came for Jackie, he said, please go ahead and be a major leaguer. He didn't hold them back.
Well, that's nice to hear. I never heard that story before, but I'm glad he did.
Yeah. Well, I saw Jackie play in Brooklyn, and it was always a lot of fun to see him. And in those days, you just looked at a baseball player. You never thought white, black, or who he was. And for you to see Jackie, did you ever get to meet him and talk to him?
Well, I met Jackie in Mobile, as a matter of fact. Jackie used to have a team that he would barnstorm with. He would have Mays and all the big Negro stars, and he'd go all through the South playing games, and they came to Mobile. And the guy who recommended me to the Giants, Alex Pompez, he used to travel with them at the time. So Alex Pompez, when they came to Mobile, Alex took me down to the clubhouse to meet Jackie. So I met him for the first time at that time. I was just very thrilled to meet him.
Well, great to talk to Willie McCovey about it. Willie, the other part of it, and you were played in the major leagues and one of the greatest ever, as we know. But Jackie had to put up with a lot of bench jockeying and the fan abuse and the general segregation of the country in those days. And yet he still had to play first-class baseball.
Well, Marty, you know, that was still going on when I signed and came to the minor leagues. Not to the extent that Jackie Robinson, like you say, he paved the way for us. He promised Branch Rickey that he wouldn't fight back, or he wouldn't comment, you know, when they made statements like that. So that helped, you know, integrate the leagues, because Jackie, they tell me Jackie really had a temper. And for him to be able to hold back like that, I admire him for doing that. But like I said earlier, I went through a lot of that same stuff when I was coming up through the South. Most of the minor league teams I played was in the Deep South. And, you know, it was still segregated. We couldn't even stay with our white teammates at the time.
Willie, when we have this number 42, everybody wears Bears, number 42, and you look out and see it, what goes through your mind?
Well, I'm just proud that that they was able to retire that number because, you know, it's just a famous number in my eyes. So I just like this when they show all the different ballparks and they show all the retired signs, and you always see 42 up there. So naturally, you always think of Jackie.
Well, Willie, thank you so much as always.
My pleasure, Marty.
Boy, that's the great Hall of Famer, Willie McCovey. What a man. All right, nice job, Ref. Very good. We do one of these little conversations every Sunday. And, of course, Willie McCovey, his era of Giants baseball, one of the best. And, of course, the Willie Mack Award, so deservedly named after Willie McCovey. And just to hear him talk about Jackie Robinson, boy, it brings it back beautifully. Thank you, Willie McCovey, for doing that.